I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is the Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is Ed Fred Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Reminding me that I
can give a smile. And everywhere I see you need, I go the extra mile. Yeah. Everybody's looking for change, but who'll take the lead? Yeah. The change that I wanna see is gonna start with me. Everybody saying now.
Fred Willis, welcome back to Soul Prosper Radio on the record. My very special guest today is none other than the delightful evangelist Ja'Kaylin Carr. Welcome to the show.
Hello there, how are you?
Doing really good. I'm excited to be talking to you today. We're talking about your new book and your new project, both due out next month. You Will Win is the name of the book, and One Nation Under God is your project, another live recording. So honored to be talking to you today, and so excited to learn so much about it. So let's go ahead and get started talking about this this project that is coming toward us with the single "You Will Win" that's blowing up the charts.
Yes, One Nation Under God, as you stated, is my new album. Of course, it was a live recording. It was such an amazing experience, you know, with this album. The message that I wanted to release to the world is that it doesn't matter what race, what culture you are. You can be in America, Africa, Asia, wherever you are. We are still coming. We're going to allow love to bring us together, to release love across the world. And that's what this album is all about. And then also in the album, you get, you know, nothing outside of who I am, inspiration, encouragement, and all of that great stuff, just really motivating us and pushing us to live the life that we were born and created to live. Of course, you get "You Will Win," challenging that winner that's on the inside of you to stand up and to live an undefeated life. And so I'm very excited about the One Nation Under God album that is going to be released coming very, very soon here in February. And it's also available for pre-order now via iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon.
All right, very good. So it was you know, listening to "You Will Win," it had to grow on me, but I think after about the second time I listened to it, I was like, yeah, I got it. I think by the time I made it to the vamp the second time around, everything attached to "Me Wins," I was like, whoa, that is some serious stuff. So talk to me about putting that single together, right? The songwriting process and all of that.
Yeah, well, we said it before, it was a live recording, and we were actually done with all of the songs, and all of the songs were finalized and all of that great stuff. But then God was like, no, there's one more that I need to birth through you and my dad, and we wrote the song "You Will Win." And it was just such a powerful effect that night, and we just knew that that was the song for this time, just really encouraging the world that, you know, this is our winning season. It doesn't matter what happened in your past, and truth be told, you can't do anything about what happened in your past and how many losses you took in your past, but you can do something about now and in your and your future as well. So that song is just to push you and to motivate you to don't settle losing. You know, you are a winner, you are an overcomer, you are a champion, and that's how you're supposed to live your life.
Wow, I love that so much. I mean, again, once it got in my spirit, it was in there. You know, I was with it. I was like, wow, man, this is an amazing song. And to be so advanced in your career, so many years you've been doing this, what's the process like of creating? You know, you've had a number of radio hits, and the yes. Life Project did exceptionally well. Congratulations on all that success. I know I've told you when I've seen you out and about, but, you know, just reflecting on all of that, the amazing year that you had last year, you know, the TV, the screen time, the airtime on radio, you know, that we experienced you on a whole other level. What is your process like now? How has it changed? How has it matured? How has it developed in creating music for the masses?
Well, really, when you go back and listen to, because I started professionally, I've been singing since I was 5 years old, but professionally since 15, mm-hmm. With the song "Greater Is Coming" and the album. But when you go back to "Greater Is Coming" album, then the second one is going to happen, the Life Project. Really, my message has always been the same. It's just growing, you know, with the music and the production wise and mm-hmm. all of that great stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, just making sure that it's packaged well so that people can receive it even greater. You know, but my message has always been inspiring people and boosting them and encouraging them again to live that life that they were born to live. So that's pretty much how the process has been, you know, just growing with the production and all of that. But the message has always been the same.
The message has always been the same. I love that. And I would even say that it's kind of culminating in your first book. I'm sure there are many more to come, but "You Will Win," I'm going to get to that in a minute, but, you know, the album, y'all, is available for pre-order right now on your digital outlets. But if you like me and you are impatient, I recommend you pick up as you pre-order One Nation Under God, that you get the Life Project if you don't have it. I love that project so much.
You.
It's one of those, I studied the liner notes, you know, Tim Mason and the guys, that amazing band. I mean, I could probably sing every track back to you. You know, my kids love the songs with the choir, the songs with Nariah. You know, I mean, it was just so amazing, you know?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. You're very welcome. I mean, it was, to me, I said, you know, of course, you know, I understand the industry and the song selections. I was like, man, I just wish people would just take the time to, just envelop themselves in the project, you know, and really see what all was on there. I'm going to ask you this one last question and we'll move forward about the Life Project. After that amazing year, what is your experience? What's your takeaway? How do you view the Life Project?
The Life Project really made a major impact on people all across the world, and even some that I probably would have never imagined, you know. Mm-hmm. And I got so many testimonies. You know, of course, Your Bigger was the leading single from off of there, mm-hmm. From off of the album. And just so many people. I remember one young lady in particular, she began to testify to me that she was applying for something and she got denied, but mm-hmm. she came in contact with the song, with the album, and she played it in her atmosphere over and over again, mm-hmm. and they called her in less than a week and told her she was approved.
Wow.
And so, you know, there was just so many testimonies that came forth, and that's what it's all about with me. You know, I'm all about giving people messages and information that so that they can get results.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just speaking it and all of that, but you have to actually my songs and, you know, sermons, all of that good stuff, books, gives you information on what you can do on your end so that you can apply to your life in order for you to get some results, you know. And so that's what the Life Project did. And then my favorite song on there is You Spoke Over Me.
Oh yes,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
yes, that song, I had a lot of people saying that they could relate to the song, and
mm-hmm.
you know, it was a little bit of my testimony as well. And it's just a song that encourages us. You know, people may say certain things, man, the enemy may say certain things, but at the end of the day, God's word overrides man's word.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to learn how to trust God's word in order for you to see what God has spoken over your life, you know. So again, the Life Project is one of my favorites. favorite album so far.
Yeah, amazing. So One Nation Under God, what song are you most anxious about us hearing, most excited about us hearing?
Outside of You Will Win, it'll probably be Stay With Me.
Stay With Me, okay.
Yes, Stay With Me. I actually, if you would go to those of you listening who follow me or don't follow me, you go to my social media at Jacalyn Carr. That's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of that good stuff. And I actually post here lately. I've been posting snippets
mm-hmm.
of, you know, different video snippets of different songs coming up to the release of the album. And I actually posted a video snippet of Stay With Me. So you can get a little bit of that on my social media at Jacalyn Carr.
Right. I did see that the other day. Stay With Me, y'all. Stay with us. We're talking with Jacalyn Carr. We're going to ask her now about this amazing book that's coming out. You're stepping into uncharted waters for yourself, but it's a collection and some new works, a collection of previously released sermons and words and new words inspiring us to live the life of a winner. Tell us about this book.
Yes, well, some of you may have heard it, some of you may not have heard it, my song, You Will Win. But, you know, there's only so much I can put in a song. So what I wanted to do with the book was to give you a lot of information on how you can win. You know, just helping you to understand, number one, that you deserve to live like a winner. This book challenges you, the whole message in general, challenges you to live your life like a champion. And what we have to understand is, yes, we face things. You know, a lot of us, we have visions, we have goals, and we have things that we want to do in life. And sometimes we are challenged by different obstacles. But, you know, that's normal. But what you have to do is you have to just declare and just, you know, remember that you are a champion over any obstacle that you are facing. You know, there's certain things that you are see me mention in the book that you can do. And that number one is you have to think like a winner. You have to have a mind of a winner. You know, you have to ask yourself, even when you do face negative situations, how would a winner respond? You know, you can't allow yourself to get sucked into the negativity, you know, because then you will lose sight of where it is that you're going and your vision and the things that you desire to do. So therefore, you have to look beyond what you're facing, look beyond what you see, and you have to push, you have to fight, you know. Well, we have to understand that sometimes for certain situations, we have to fight harder, you know, but it's all worth it, all because there is so much victory on the other side of your fight. So that's what You Will Win book challenges you to do, you know. And of course, there's other things, other information, other points in there on things you can do in your daily life to apply to yourself so that you can have a winning life. You can live like a champion. So I'm very excited. And also, it's available for pre-order via Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNoble.com. And it's going to be released as well very, very soon in February.
Hey, everybody. Fred here. I want to just thank you so much for listening and hanging out today. This interview, this is a rebroadcast of my interview with Miss Ja'Kalyn Carr from earlier this year. This was a few weeks before the book came out, before the album came out. They came out in the same week. And she's just been inspiring people left and right with the book, with her song that's out, You Will Win, with the album One Nation Under God. And if you don't have them already, I really want you to get them. I hope you get them. Get them now as you're listening. Just mosey on over to iTunes, go to Amazon, get the book. Barnes & Noble has the book as well. It's coming to Walmart. Add these to your collection. I believe they'll bless your life. I believe they are what we need right now. She talked about at an appearance here in Fort Worth, she talked about how when the Lord gave her the vision for the album One Nation Under God, you know, it was before we entered this tumultuous time, this political season we find ourselves in that just seems to be tearing at the fabric of this country, you know. But when we unite under the flag, the banner of Christ, we are one nation under God, no matter where you're from, no matter your background, none of that. So that's important. And understanding that in Christ we have victory. You will win. I will win. We will win. It's already laid out right there in the Bible. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Thanks be unto God who always gives us victory. So yeah, you will win, I will win, we will win. We're going to take a musical break right here and we'll get back to my interview with Miss Ja'Kalyn Carr. Listen, stay tuned, keep it locked right here. Tell a friend that we're on and just be a part of this goodness that we got going on today. All right? All right.
JP, hey, JP, 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 JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP, JP,
get hell, even on the worst of days. I might cry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Trouble don't last always. Please don't let them tell you what you cannot do, just because it's never been done. You just let them watch you do what they cannot do, and just tell them my God won.
Yeah. They say I'm gonna make it, hey. But it couldn't be done.
Oh my.
But every time they see me,
they say they go down, they go down.
Won't take no
credit. My Lord,
where my help?
Yes sir, I just look up to them heroes. Jesus on my, I got that V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. I got no reason to fear, I got Jesus on my, I got that
show love to you.
What are we gonna do?
We will stand.
We will.
All right, now it's time to get back into this fantastic interview with Miss Ja'Kalyn Carr, talking about her book, You Will Win, and the album, One Nation Under God. Thank you for listening so far. I pray that this next segment blesses your life richly. Let's get back into it.
It's SP Radio.
Awesome. That's amazing. Now, listen, Ja'Kalyn Carr is somebody's preacher, y'all. So, y'all saw she's about to go in. She had to kind of tug her on. Listen, you ain't got to tug your coattails over here at Soul Prosper Radio. We listen there. We got our own Amen Corner right here. That was good stuff. good stuff. So how did the process, Lord, okay, so let me just pause for a minute, because that was rich right there. I just got to say that. Live like a winner. There's a champion in you. And you know what? I'm going to ask you this, because sometimes it's a process getting people to just begin to think like a winner. But what would you say to somebody who's in the fight? You know, let's say we made the ballot. You know, in our industry, you know, you got announcer awards, you got artist awards, stuff like that. You made the ballot, you people know you, and then you fall short. What inspiration is there that you would share to anybody? Because sometimes that's deflating and people don't want to continue. You know, it's hard to get back up after a loss on big stage. Talk about that.
Well, one thing I want you to understand is that as long as you are alive, there is purpose for you. There is purpose upon your life, and there is still room for you to do what it is that you were born to do. Don't allow what you've experienced, your failures and the times you've been defeated, confuse you and make you feel like there is no hope, there is no future. No, you have to believe in yourself, and if nobody else tells you, you have to learn how to tell your own self, no, I will be successful. I will be great. And guess what? My comeback is going to be greater than before. You know, so you can't allow yourself to be defeated by what has happened. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to push forward because you know of what will happen. Ooh. And that is you becoming successful.
I know that's right. Did y'all hear that? Listen, I'm going to tell you to send the preacher an offering, but listen, go pre-order these books, this book and this CD. I mean, add it today. The moment you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm kidding. But yeah, I really mean that, y'all. You got to connect yourself with this amazing stuff. How has being an author changed you? How did it challenge you?
Well, you know, I knew that it would that the time would come for this. We just didn't know when it would be, you know. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, God gave me we had been speaking the declaration you will win for about now, I would say about 3 years. Mm-hmm. And since you say you love the Life Project on the Curse Breaker prayer,
yes.
I don't know if you remember, you hear me saying you will win, mm-hmm. you will win. Mm-hmm. And you know, but you know, then God was like, and people don't know, it was actually a book in the making first.
Wow.
And then the song came along, you know, so the message in general, we've been declaring it for about three years now, and it's just the time has come where God is like, okay, now it's time to release it to the world, you know, not just through song, but you know, give them some information on how they can win.
Wow. And it's much different putting it in pen. You know, you got to kind of quiet your mind, quiet your life, and you know, your studies change and stuff like that. What was the greatest benefit from putting this book together? How did your life, I mean, like, really, you know, how did your life change in those study times? Because I know it's the difference in writing and studying to preach and stuff like that. But when you putting the book together, you know, you got to factor in grammar and factor in, you know, is this the right interpretation of the scripture, or, you know, all that stuff. So how did that process?
Well, thankfully, I don't have to handle the logistics part of it. You know, my manager and my team, they make sure all of that is taken care of, and I just do what it is that I write down and speak what I hear, what I feel, what I see, and mm-hmm. all of that good stuff, and all of the logistics parts of it, my team handles for me.
Oh, okay, so that's really good. That takes a lot of the pressure off of you as the creative, as the ears. With that being said, that we know it's a really good, it's a really well put together piece of work, piece of art.
Thank
listen
you.
Piece of inspiration, y'all. You will win. That's the declaration for these times. We're in different times. We are, the Bible might call it perilous, but you know, with that, we got the One Nation Under God project. you know, America is in the state that it's in. But guess what? It's all about kingdom, y'all. And we are one nation. Right. Under God. Do you have any, I'm not going to ask you your political views. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, sometimes as believers, we get sidetracked by what we see. You know, we do,
you know, and I think that could cause an effect, whether we know it or not, even on our personal life. You know, when you get blindsided by the different things that is going on around you, you lose sight of your vision. You lose sight of what it is that you're supposed to be doing, your assignment, your purpose. And that's one thing that you cannot allow to happen. You know, you have to see it, but don't see it. Hear it, but don't hear it. Feel it, but don't feel it. You know, in other words, I see you, but I'm staying focused on what it is that I'm supposed to do, you know, in the earth. So yeah. I think that is a major key too on winning, you know, don't lose sight of what it is that you're supposed to be doing. And then we have to understand things will constantly happen around us, you know? So, I mean, we should, you know, be used to it by now, you know. You have to fight and push, you know, through all of that, all of the negativity and the things that we see that's around us.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Good stuff. Woo! Man. Listen, if this didn't help you, you need more help than what I know to give you. Evangelist Jacalyn Carr has blessed my soul today, and I hope she's blessed your soul as you've been listening. One Nation Under God is available for pre-order on all digital outlets. The book, You Will Win, it's available for pre-order as well. Where can we go to pre-order that book?
You can go to Amazon.com as well as BarnesandNoble.com. Awesome. And don't forget to follow me on all of my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's under my name, at Jacalyn Carr, JekalynCarr. And also on my website, youwillwin.org, I give you the opportunity to share your winning testimony of how of the things that you know, you've overcame and the victories that you have won in life. So again, you can do that via youwillwin.org.
Whoa. Now that right there, I'm going to tell you this one and I'm going to write it on your website too, okay? A few years ago when you came out with something big, that became my declaration that year. And
wow.
I told people, I was, you know, because I got a lot of people that I'm friends with, that I'm connected with, that I actually know. And I was like, something big is about to happen, y'all. And I was like, and it's not going to be a ticket. It's not, I'm not going to jail. I'm not losing my house. Something big and good is
something
about to happen.
Great. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And I just began speaking that and speaking that and speaking that. And some things like actually were happening. Like I was on the initial Stella ballot, you know, my radio station and stuff. And I was like, y'all, do y'all see this? Do y'all see all of this is happening? I mean, and it went from there and it became a lifestyle, you know, for me to make that declaration.
Absolutely.
That, yeah. Something big is happening and it's God ordained. And I just began to just say, God, whatever it is, send it on and make me ready for it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So I'm listening. It's my winning season, too. It's our winning season. All of us, we are getting on board with this. Thank you so much for hearing God and just bringing this forth to his people and to the people that will be brought in. Because a lot of times, you know, the stuff we make as creatives, we have an intended audience. But God, he's got so much a bigger audience playing for it, you know, with our obedience. So I'm calling in all these folks, even these folks who are not believers right now, that'll be impacted by this. But we calling them on in. Come on, read. Come on, listen. Come on, get your life changed. Amen.
Y'all. We will fight,
and we will win,
and we will win.
This is Jacqueline Carr, and yes, you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Freddie Willis.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will. this. It's my winter season.
All right, that was You Will Win from the album One Nation Under God. We've spent today talking with Ja'Kalyn Carr. This, of course, is a rebroadcast of my interview with her earlier in the year, talking about her album and book. Both of them are out now. They are available. If you don't have them, make sure you add them to your reading and listening collection. You'll be glad that you did. I also want to encourage you to just take the message, you know, take the message that you heard today and share it with somebody. Share this podcast with somebody, because the one thing that we do here at Soul Prosper Radio is we want to make sure that we share information, that we talk to artists, that we find the stories that will really benefit you, that will touch your life. That's the one thing that we stand for, that we love to do here at Soul Prosper Radio. So it's my hope and my prayer that this show today has done that. All right. Again, you can add the music. The entire album is wonderful. I've been listening to it all week. And I know that if you listen to it, you take some time to listen to it, it'll bless your life. So make sure that you add that today to your collection. Also, get that book. I'm waiting on my copy now. But listen, it's not a laborious read. It's a great book. It's not too lengthy. It says what it says and it gets out of the way. But it has some life lessons. It's got ministry in there that I know will help you. Listen, for such a time as this, God knows what he's doing, and his timing is amazing. So listen, I thank you for hanging out with me today. I thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast. Hopefully this music has been a blessing to you, not just from Ja'Kalyn Carr, but some of the other artists on here that communicate the message to you, to all of us, that we will win. We are winners. We have everything it takes to be winners. So let's live and walk in it. All right. I'm Fred Willis, and I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today on Soul Prosper Radio on the record. And until next time, God bless.
It's SP Radio.